time I bought it, I didn't have the means to pay him off right quick, and some of the businessmen wanted to develop his property and to pay, offered him a great deal more.
Hmm.
But my old great uncle, who was a doctor in Westmore, doctor at the hospital there, had saved his family one time when they had a terrible plague of some sort, smallpox or whatever. And no one would look after them, and that old doctor came and looked after them. When he found out that I was kin to him, he says, "Now I found a fellow to have my house."
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that is.
So it stayed up here untouched all that mm-hmm. time. And he had just something primitively out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, really.
But a bit of the glass. You see those glass that remains? See the pane down there that.
Oh, yes.
It was blown and laid out and cut, you know, gave that wavy motion. Mm-hmm. Very brittle and very thin. And lost a good bit of it. In fact, the name, you know, name was right in that window right there.
Mm-hmm.
That, we framed and put upstairs.
Well, this is a remarkable place. It's very livable. It isn't a museum. It's be a lovely place to live.
Well, I tell you, we tried to get as much as I said early Mississippi in it, you know, and just the way they lived. I think that's fascinating. Rather a New England proposition.
Now, yes.
This belonged to the man whose land grant that you saw. That's my great great grandmother's. All of this came up the Tom right out here by us, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he's buried in the hills near Pontotoc, and the tombstone out in the wilderness came up the town and was carried by ox team and whatever, and was placed over this old man because he was very prominent in his day. And he's out in the wilderness alone, but there he is thoroughly marked.
Mm-hmm.
His widow moved down into the prairie where they had land with all of her children, and then I came from them.
This
is the sideboard, another branch of the family. There's a table. There was a dueling pistol case on the top, and that came from the by the way, that was the same family upstairs.
I see.
And this was in the office, in the yard, you know, in the plantation you had your home, and the men all had their little offices in the yard, so if they dealt with the Negroes, you wouldn't have to bring them in the house. And he had that built, made, some people think on the place, but it's mahogany. He had it made in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Mobile piece, so the Smithsonian says.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep south, it says, because of the shelf at the back.
Oh, yeah.
It shows what time period is. And anyhow, he had this piece built, and it really is a beautiful plantation there.
Yes, it is.
He kept things in here.
Mm-hmm.
He had his pigeonholes there and ledges over here. But this, of course, he's where he put his cigarettes over here. My father used this in that store on his plantation.
He wouldn't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But this is my great-grandfather's.
All right.
Remarkable.
Very, very, very beautiful place. And what really is striking is that you can live here very comfortably. I mean, there's no.
Another thing is not prohibitive either because of the way the house is built. We can air condition and heat. You know, we live all over the house. Just 2 hours. Heated all over, and air conditioned all over. It's not like some of the larger homes that we couldn't afford to maintain like that.
This is a prohibitive.
You want to sit somewhere else?
Oh, well, this is fine. I'll tell you, I think if I put this right here.
Okay.
And I'll check the recording level. And well, there's never time. I don't know whether you noticed this or not. There never seems to be time for the to do all the things that the person wants to do.
The things of the moment impinge, don't they?
Yes, they do. I wish we had a month to to go over these things and just be able to take the time and when recollections and memories come back, you could take the time to.